Here's something you probably didn't realize, Samantha, but guess what? I'm on to you. I know what you're doing. You're eavesdropping in on my phone.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I'm getting spam messages all based on stuff you and I have talked about.
That has nothing to do with me.
Remember, we talked a little bit about dementia? Spam. Talked a little bit about not needing Botox? Spam. Talked a little bit about, hey, wouldn't you like another type of credit card? Spam.
I have nothing to do with that.
All these things. It's like you are living in my phone, sending me messages, messing with my head. Guess what? Leave your stuff to yourself. Spam yourself. Why you got to spam me? I don't got time for that.
Okay. So I don't have that ability. I don't know how you know.
I
don't know,
AI.
You know how technology works.
It's probably the AI. That's probably okay. What you're using is the AI.
And again, nothing to do with me.
I'm just saying. Just saying, right? You're doing something. You're messing with me. And then the kicker is the burial insurance. Mind your own damn business, would ya? I'm not ready to leave this earth. So stop talking. Stop planting these things. You're driving me crazy.
I have designs. I know the plan, Lisa.
Right? That's exactly. It's like you're the Wizard of Oz or something crazy and creepy like that. Back off, Samantha. Just back off.
Oh, fuck. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
I'm still dragging it out a little bit, hey? Ass, podcast. Still, I don't know. That's just the new me. That's just how I'm going to be doing it.
Oh, my God. Some the new and improved, Lisa.
Right? Some weeks, what do you mean improved? Does she? I don't think Lisa needs to improve. I think Lisa's pretty darn good. Just saying. If I do say so myself, right?
You say it a lot, so it's okay. We're used to it, Lisa.
Right? I live in my own little bubbly world, and life is grand in the bubble I live in, right?
This is very true.
Absolutely, right? My mind is a mysterious thing, that's for sure. Samantha, how's your week been?
It's been good, Lisa. It's been good. I am happily in my menopause years now. So when you get the good news that you don't have to wonder where all the symptoms are coming from.
Now you know, right? You just needed validity. That's what it was, right?
It's either that or I was like, I'm going crazy, so it's okay now.
I feel you've been changing and doing the menopause thing for a while, so I feel like we already kind of had a hunch where you were. You know what? You know what? This is my thing. Okay, you know how the weather is it's deceiving right now, right? Like, I'm kind of mad at the weather. So you look at the weather, and it's sunny, and it looks nice, but it's still cold.
Yes.
I need to free my ankles. They're begging to be freed. All they want is freedom.
Oh my God.
And it's not time yet. It's still too cold.
It's still too cold.
We haven't even been able to switch down to not having the winter coat.
Oh God, we're not anywhere near having a winter coat yet.
Not yet, right?
No.
But yet it's all nice and sunny. I need it to be dull and gloomy so at least I can understand the thought process behind still having to dress in a parka and a sweater, but then being hot inside because it's hot inside, right? Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Those are my
thoughts. I never knew out of your mouth would come, I need to free my ankles.
I feel my ankles need some freedom. Freedom. I won't let you down. My ankles, right? They're ready for freedom. Right.
Interesting.
They're tired of being in boots.
Okay.
Could be because the boots I bought are heavy and belong on the battlefield. I don't know if I'm loving those boots anymore.
Oh, you bought them. You picked them.
I bought them and I did pick them and I thought that they were really cool and I still think they are, but I feel like I'm off to battle every day.
Every day.
every day I lace up my boots and go and fight the good fight. That's what I feel. Okay, but I got some really exciting news for you. This is like life altering.
Oh,
okay. Life altering. That's how big this news is, Samantha. Right. So we're having a little birthday get together today at my work, right? Because it's my boss's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
One of the coworkers there, she was in charge. So she brought snacks, right? Because you can't have a quick birthday without some snacks.
Uh-huh.
Look just like the 2-bit brownies, you know, like the little 2-bite brownies.
Yes.
Look just like those. Nice tray full of those. I'll have myself one of those. I'll have myself two of those. So, so good. And then all of a sudden it hit me like a lightning bolt. That coworker is a vegan. Oh my God. I said to her, am I vegan? And she's like, you might be. I'm vegan. Samantha, I am vegan again. These brownies were so moist and so good. They were made with dates and flax.
Oh my God.
Whatever the hell that shit is. So good. So good. I'm totally vegan for snacks. I'm snacking. I'm a snacking vegan. That's what I am. I'm a snack food vegan. I'm a snacking vegan.
You're a snacking vegan.
Anything that tastes that good, I will eat. I don't know if I think that all the suppers and the meals taste like that, but anything that tastes that good, pencil me in because, oh, like who knew dates and they're sugar-free. It's sugar-free. So it's healthy too.
It's not sugar-free.
She said there was no sugar in it.
It had like natural sugars from the dates.
No, but you don't care about natural sugar. It's the you added do, sugar. No, it's the added to, sugar you just worry
you
about.
You still have to care about natural sugar.
No,
sugars.
Not as much. Not
yes,
as much.
Yes, you don't. Do. Mm-hmm.
Not as
yes,
much.
Yes, you do. Oh
I don't know
God.
How she got them to be chocolate because there's no chocolate in them.
It's the
That's the thing with vegan food, right? Is that it's just like magic stuff that all of a sudden morphs into, hey, look at me. I'm a brownie with no brownie bit, with no brownie in it.
Well, if anything, the flax seeds will make you poop.
Can always use a good poop. Can always use some more poop in my diet, right?
Oh my God. A snacking vegan. You know what? I just realized talking to you and you not understanding where sugars came from. I hope that you never become a dietitian or a nutritionist because you're horrible. You're horrible. You really,
just
really
saying,
are.
Right? I'm just saying. I just only worry about the ones that I put in.
Yes. Okay.
That's the sugar. It's like whenever you and I go for coffee and you get mad because I use more than one Splenda. I'm like, it's sugar free. And you're like, just one. I'm like, no, three. I use three Splendas in my coffee. And you almost
like
have a heart attack every time.
It's like 6 teaspoons of sugar.
But it's not sugar because there's no
yes,
sugar.
It is. It's sugar free. Sugar.
It's 0 calories, sugar free. Sugar free. Sugar
Can't.
Free.
Please don't ever become a dietitian or a nutritionist. You're horrible. Don't teach anybody
life.
About eating when you have diabetes.
Right?
You are horrible. You are not the right example. Oh God.
You can't blame a girl for trying.
I know. Lisa,
right?
I
Just
know.
Saying, right?
Okay. So.
I saw it.
Something. You haven't done it yet, though.
I know because I'm a little bit nervous, right? Because I'm like, I was so excited about it. And then I was like nervous about it because I feel like I'm going to be starring in it.
Okay. So we're talking about the TikTok trend of the Gen X flute, which is the beginning part of a Peter Gabriel song.
Sounds a little bit like a recorder. Like
no,
that.
It's like,
right? So it sounds like a creepy pigeon, but better. The beginning part of Sledgehammer. That's what the song is, right?
Sledgehammer.
Yeah, it's the beginning part. And it's a TikTok and it's so cool.
It is so good. Yeah, it's really good. So
I'm gonna
Lisa,
be doing it.
Your fans await.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to TikTok it, okay? And then you're going to have to duet me.
Okay.
Okay? And I'll then, friends of the podcast, we want you to keep duetting. Duet us. Come on, people.
Come
and
on.
I know you're
we got
out
lots
there.
Of-
I see you. Haley Sims, I know you're out there because you always comment, right? There's so many of you guys always commenting. So I know that you're following us on the TikTok. So Come on, do at us. We're going to do that. I'm so excited. Yeah. Probably on Friday.
It'll be fun.
We'll do it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll do it on Friday. Woo! So excited.
God. Right?
So excited for it. Stay tuned, friends. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Here's something, Samantha. You know how they have, like mystery spam mail and mystery. This is back to my opening. I'm not done yet, right? I still think that there's somebody eavesdropping on me. I got concerns.
Your phone is always listening to you. Do you not know that?
No, like why? And then they're sending me an email? How do they know my email address?
Because your Facebook and your TikTok are open. Your Instagram is open. So the little techie bugs.
Is it Siri?
They're crawling
is it Siri?
Through your phone, Lisa.
Is it
they're
Siri?
Crawling through your phone.
Is it Siri that's going, doing this?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Like who's doing it? Is it the AI? Are you the AI? It just seems
no,
coincidental.
I'm not.
Okay. That
Let's just
you and I
remind you that I don't have access to your phone.
I feel you.
Nor
might,
do I have access to your email. Okay.
I feel you might be the AI.
I am not the AI.
Right?
Really? Like seriously? I just feel, because your phone is listening, going, "Oh, she's talking about dementia. Oh, let's let her know. Hi, you're losing your marbles. Here, you should know this. Oh, you have problems peeing. Oh, here, it's something about bladders."
Right. Oh, you said you. Right? Oh, we heard you say that your knees hurt when you stand up. Oh, now we send you this. Right? Just seems odd.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems odd, right?
Yeah. But okay. I have nothing to do. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to keep investigating this.
We're gonna stop meeting for dinners
right?
and lunches we're or gonna, anything.
Right? The like, friendship's going to be ending soon because...
because I am not going to be attached to this.
Because you are jumping in where you're not wanted.
I am not jumping anywhere.
But I want you everywhere, but I don't want you in my AI.
Stop it.
I don't want you to be there.
Stop it.
I don't want you in my spam.
Stop it.
I don't want you to...
I'm not.
What if I start spamming you? Are you getting spams?
No, because my phone knows better than
right,
that.
Right, because I'm not spamming you. That's why.
Stop it.
I'm not sending you anything we talk about.
You know,
right?
Sometimes it hurts to have a conversation with you because for someone who thinks they're so smart.
I am so smart.
I have a hard time when you're so dumb. I have a hard time. And I don't like to say the word dumb because that's very mean. And I'm sure people will at me for that. But right now, I need you to stop.
You know what you need? You need an adult pinata party.
Oh, I'd hit that motherfucker.
That's what you need.
I'd hit that motherfucker.
Right? We don't need smash places, like places where you go and smash TVs and stuff. We need adult pinata parties.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Why not like take out all of our frustration, all of our anger on like a pinata and then you get
oh my
like
God.
Suckers at they the could, end or something.
For sure. They could be themed. Like maybe a guy broke up with you and want to have an adult pinata. It could be a full-size penis. Like it could be.
Right? Smash the shit out of that guy. Right?
Just
exactly.
It.
Right? You can be mad at your husband and it could just be like a pinata that looks like him. Smash him. Right? Right?
Oh,
I can be not
God.
Wanting to read books and it can just be a books pinata. Smash
That's
them.
Not very nice. Now right? you've gone too far. You've
oh,
included books into smashing things.
I dare.
You've included
dare,
books.
I dare go to books.
Don't do
but
books.
But how fun would that be, right? Oh, what are you doing Friday night? I'm going to my adult pinata party. Right? I'm going to my adult pinata party.
And of course, there's alcohol involved. Come on.
There's alcohol involved and there's candy, right? Because what comes out of the pinata's ass is like treats.
Mm-hmm.
Every pinata has treats.
Oh my God, this could go. This right? is our new business venture.
So it could be, what type of treats do you want? So it could be like whatever. I could say like, okay, say it's like a winter one, say it's a Christmas one. I'd be like, I want there to be icy square treats in mine.
Ooh, okay. Christmas oranges. Oh.
Right? Christmas oranges could be in mine, right? You could have whatever you like in yours, right? Your favorite little potato chip.
Oh, potato right? chips.
Little mini bags.
I love little bags of Swedish berries.
Right? Your little bags of berries
Fuzzy
could be
peaches.
In yours.
Fuzzy peaches,
right? So we could market it to whoever.
Oh my God, even right? better. Mini bottles of alcohol.
Oh, Yes. In bubble wrap.
In bubble wrap.
And then
wrap.
It's a surprise.
Yeah. And then we could have alcoholic
mini bottles
chocolates.
Of wine. Mini
we could
bottles
have little,
of wine.
We could have little alcoholic chocolates in there.
Right. Yes.
Ladies.
Right.
You need a pinata party? Come to Lisa and Sam.
Men, you can too, right?
We're just new business.
Right? I just don't know. You probably are going to find another way to take out your frustrations. Right?
Like, just you get a bat, you get a big stick, and you just beat the crap out of something.
You whack the shit out of some paper mache thing. Why can't we do that as adults?
It could be one big gigantic pinata, or you could have little pinatas for everybody who comes to the party.
Right. Everybody gets it. And you get a pinata. You get a pinata. You get a pinata.
And then you get to smack that shit.
Right. And then you get the treats.
Oh, my God.
And then you get the treats.
Lisa, that's brilliant.
Adult pinata party.
That's a pinata party, baby.
1-800 adult pinata party.
Okay.
Sounds like a sex line. That sounded weird. Actually, there'll be no phone calls involved. You cannot phone us. No. You can text. You can email us.
You can email.
But you better not go to my spam.
Don't go. Oh, my God. You're going to
No, no. Actually, you can't email us either. Nope. Because I don't want to take the chance. I don't need another spam in my life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All your phone is listening to you right now. And you're going to start getting adult content.
I'm going to get adult content, and then I'm going to get spam that's going to be like, do you feel the need to hit things? I'm going to get that email from people.
Do you have anger management?
I'm going to get anger management pill emails or something like that, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's never going to end. I'm going to get a pinata, and it's just going to be a spam pinata.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I'm going to kill it. Oh, now I'm going to get that message too, right? And then the police are going to show up. Yeah. Hi, ma'am. We have a report. Are you talking about killing things? Yeah, my spam messages, officer.
Right? Oh, my God.
That's what we're going to do. Adult pinata party. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, friends of the podcast. Stay tuned.
Coming to a city near you.
Coming to a city. We'll bring it. We will travel. Have pinatas. We'll travel. God. Right? The mobile. Oh, my God. We could have like a food truck bus.
Oh.
We could just in the shape of a pinata, and we could just be like, here we are, do, right? And we will bring the party to you, mobile party bus.
Yes. Oh my God. Right? It's perfect.
Right.
Perfect. We could have, and then we'll have like cool music. We'll have good tunes.
80s music. Right.
Little Eminem, get your rap on.
Right. Maybe a little salt and pepper.
Ooh.
Right. A little bit of that. Right, maybe a little like it's tricky to rock around, that's right on time. It's tricky. You know what? You can pick your song.
Tricky.
You can pick your song because we'll have a jukebox in there. Right?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, Samantha.
It's old school, and I love it.
Yeah, why not? Hey,
why the hell not?
Why the fuck not?
Okay, but speaking of the word fuck, speaking of two words. Did you know that there could be certain phrases, certain basic phrases that we use all the time that could be code words for fuck you?
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Let me lend you my ear.
When you say bless your heart, you're really saying fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck
bless
you.
Your heart.
Right? Fuck you.
It's the tone. It's that dip in the...
Right, the whole inflection on where you say it.
When you say you do you.
Oh, I hate that one. That's yours. You do that. You say that one all the time. You do you. Oh.
I'm basically saying, fuck you.
Exactly. And I've always known that too. I felt that that's exactly the message you were giving.
Because really, sure is fuck you as well.
Sure.
Sure.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Same type of thing. Right? Same type of thing. Right?
Very dismissive. It's dismissive.
Very dismissive.
Good luck with that.
Oh, ouch. Uh-huh.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. It could be good luck with that or good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
It's more likely the second one.
Probably the second one for sure it is, right?
Okay. And the last one, let me know how that goes for you.
Oh, ouch. Right?
I said that too.
Let me know. Yeah, you've said all of those actually. right? You've said all of those.
Let me know that's how that kind goes of funny. For you.
My mom used to say, my mom died before texting and stuff became available, right? We had just gotten email when my mom was at the end of her life. And I used to, because you know how much I hate the phone, right? I would never ever pick up the phone and phone her, but I would send her an email. And one time she picked up the phone and she's like, answer the phone. So I'm like, hi, mom, how are you? And she's like, listen, every time, just so you know, every time you send me an email, it's like, dear mom, fuck you. It's totally what she read in that. I don't care about what is going on. It's a fuck you, because you can't be bothered to pick up the phone. And I'm like, oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart. If only I knew the proper words to have said.
Yes. Oh, right? Dear.
Which is so, so funny. I love that, Samantha. Thank you.
You're welcome. I needed us to dive into that because, you know, sometimes you can't swear, so you need some other words.
Right. Exactly. Right. Absolutely.
And you know, I like to share things like that with the world.
Well, it's important, right? Everybody can just, and you know, the more you can just throw a bless your heart around.
Bless your heart.
Why wouldn't you, right? So, okay. So we already talked about one TikTok trend. There's another TikTok trend. It's a food one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it looks so good. It is, you take a layer of crackers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then you take a layer of pickles. And you put cheese slices over top of it and you melt it in the oven.
Why?
Because it's delightful.
And have you tried this?
No, but I'm going to. I'm going to make them. Okay. Looks so good.
You lost me a little bit at cheese slices.
Okay. Well, then you could use sliced cheese if you want.
Or like shredded cheese, maybe.
I guess. Yeah, I'm sure you could. I guess that would elevate it a little bit if you did like the shredded. But for sure, that is not what the original recipe calls for. And you're not the chef. So I don't think that you're like all that and like, oh, you don't bless your heart, Samantha, for coming up with another another option. Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Right?
You do you, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. And there you go. And there you go. And there's the problem right there. Right? There's the problem right there. So I'm just saying, it looks like it would be delightful.
You know what? And have you seen the other one where it's just, they put cheese down and then they let the cheese fry a little bit and get a little crusty.
Yeah.
And then they put a pickle in the middle and they fold it like a little burrito. Yeah.
That one, my friend Kyla from university, she posted that on our page.
Oh.
And said we should try that one too. And it looked really good.
I'd be, you know, cause you know, I don't like hot pickles. So,
I know, but you're kind of weird that way, right?
I am like very weird that way.
I don't care. But okay, here, this is, you're going to be mad and that's fine. Be mad, but you're not going to get out of it.
What?
And okay, you're both going to come to it. You're both coming to it. You're both, you and the HHG are coming. So it can't be one and the other. You're not just pawning me off on one and kicking me to the curb to the other. You both are coming, right? I'm inviting you. I'm inviting you both to spend an afternoon with me glasses shopping soon. Right? How nice. How fun.
No.
Yes.
I think I'm busy.
No, you don't know when it is yet because I haven't even booked my appointment. Problem is, Samantha, is that my current prescription, it stopped working. It expired and it stopped working.
They don't expire.
It expired. It ran out.
They don't expire.
It totally ran out the other day. My glasses aren't working. My glasses aren't glassing.
I can't see anymore. Right? They've expired.
They're
done.
It's totally. I was doing some work in my office and all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit. Uh-huh. I need to get new glasses. They must have expired because they're not working.
Are you sure? Because maybe it was the 6 packets of sugar that you put in your coffee every morning that gave you the diabetes coma.
Nope. All I know is that my glasses aren't seeing properly.
Okay.
Right? So it's time, right? Okay. It's time.
All right.
Right? I'm going to take that test again. I'm going to take the dreaded test again.
You, ugh.
I'm going to try and pay attention. I got it all planned out. I'm going to have a good night's sleep. That night before the test, I'm going to listen to the Carpenters, right? Rainy days and Mondays always get me down, right? And I'm going to sleep really well. Gosh. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to ace my test. I'm going to do really, really good on my eye test.
Do we have to be there for the test or can we just show up for when you have to pick your glasses?
Yeah, you can, but I'll do it after my test, right?
Right. So just let us know when you're done your testing.
Yeah. But I'm good. I'm just saying that's all part of the whole thing, right? So I'm trying to get into a better headspace with my whole getting my glasses because you guys keep saying how impossible I am getting glasses and I'm going to prove that I'm not.
You're a little bit impossible because.
I'm going to prove that it's you.
And the reason why I don't want to go with you because let me state them. One, you take a long time. Two, you try on stuff, you say you like them, and then you buy them, and then you don't wear them, and they become your at-home glasses, as if you're ashamed of them. That's what happens to the glasses that when I participate in the purchasing, they become the shamed glasses that stay at home.
They have a really important role for staying at home.
Yeah, yes. they're being shamed. Yes, they are.
They're not being punished.
I will show up to this said appointment, but Michelle will be helping you pick them out.
Okay, well, listen, this coming from you that when you get your glasses, you don't take anybody with you. You send 5 pictures. Which one do you like? And then you comment back saying, sorry, I hated all the ones you liked and got my own.
Yes, because the ones that I'm wearing, I actually enjoy.
So why even bother including us? At least I'm
because
trying to make...
Because I don't need your validation.
Really?
For what sits on my face.
Really? Because now you got your big hairs on, right?
I like my glasses.
I know you do. I know.
That's the most important thing, Lisa, is that I'm happy with them. Well, it is unfortunate that you need the world to approve your glasses.
I don't.
Then when someone is kind enough to spend a half a day with you picking out glasses, they get shamed. The ones get shamed.
They don't get shamed.
Yes, they do. They get shamed.
They actually, in reality, Samantha, my at-home glasses get worn more than my at-work glasses. So they're actually
Your at-work glasses are more important than your at-home glasses.
Well, they're
right? Because they're the special ones. They're the pretty ones, right? And the at-home glasses are perceived as ugly. I don't like the stigma that's attached to the at-home glasses at all.
Well,
actually.
You really wouldn't like my ones then. Because they're old. Glasses are old ones, right?
Well, because at least the old ones still get used. They're just happy to be at the party.
They are. They're happy to be invited. They're at the end of the party. They're at the end of the day, right? That's when they jump in.
But they know that they're supporting you through your sleep-wake hours.
Well, and that is true. That is true. That's fine. You know what? You've got like some weird hang-ups with this, and we got to work through it, man. We got
to
work through this shit, Sam.
We got to work through this. Because I don't want to go.
Well, but we're going to go and we're going to work through it.
Okay.
And it'll be fine.
Fine. Right. But we need to work through something else because we might need to protest this. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Apparently, a leaked DQ Summer Blizzard flavor came out and it's called the Peanut Butter Puppy Chow Blizzard.
The what?
The Peanut Butter Puppy Chow Blizzard. Apparently, it will be featuring crispy puppy chow pieces, peanut butter, and chocolate chunks. I think this is a joke.
Oh.
I think this is a joke because why would you put puppy chow into a blizzard? Unless it's for puppies.
I don't know. Maybe.
Are they doing like a brand of like puppy cups?
I don't know. Maybe it's a puppy cup.
I think it could be a puppy cup.
Because this adult woman... Well, first off, didn't get a blizzard last year, even though her best friend had won blizzards for a year. Are they still good this year?
I don't know.
Are they for life? I don't think that they're for life.
I don't know. I'd have to define them.
But with that being said, I don't think I liked the idea. Like, say it's not really a puppy chow, like a kibble. Say it's not a kibble. Say it's just like a brownie bite. Then I'm okay with that.
I don't think they would call it puppy chow if it was a brownie bite. Then they would call it a brownie bite.
Then I just hope that it's a joke because that's nasty.
It's a puppy cup.
Why would you? Are you spending that price?
Oh, but dogs can eat chocolate though.
No, right? I think it's for people. I think that there's people that eat dog food.
Oh my God.
I think people do because have you not ever seen any of the pet commercials? Some of those stews that those dogs are eating look just better than like the stew that's coming out of the can that I'm eating at supper, right? I feel that their stew, they're using better grades of beef than probably what we are.
Well, you never know, right?
Like their food is better than the chunky soup stew.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Huh.
Right? Don't you think? Like, I think, I don't know. I think the cats still get screwed. The cats still get screwed.
They do.
But it's the dogs. Those dogs are getting some good, good food.
Well, Lisa, when it comes out, why don't you give it a shot?
I'm not eating anything called puppy chow. Ever. I'm never doing that. Ever. Ever. But you know what, though? If it comes out in the spring, it needs to take a back seat to the lemon glazed donut. We need the lemon glazed donut back, Samantha. That's what's going to spawn Mother Nature into bringing us spring. And let me tell you why. I know right now you're thinking, that's ridiculous, Lisa. Uh-huh. Lisa, that's a crazy thought. And friends of the podcast, you might be thinking that too. But it's not. The lemon glazed donut brings joy and sunshine to our hearts. And that encourages the spring to come. Joy and sunshine.
Joy and sunshine from a lemon glazed heart. Donut.
It just is lemony and glazy and yummy.
So people need to stop making like fall foods is what you're saying.
The fall donuts should have been done a long time ago, right?
And now spring.
That's the problem, right? We don't prioritize our donuts based on season. Right? I get we get the pumpkin spice and it's not around all the time. Hallelujah. But yes. I feel that there needs to be some more guidelines brought in.
Okay.
Right? All right. Get rid of that honey glaze, right? Because we all know that that looks like a snake.
Oh, don't.
Right? Remember that guy? Remember? Lord. Let's revisit that.
That just make my stomach go.
Wasn't that the worst thing ever? Remember that? Remember that donut? Gross. And it wasn't a donut. Gross. It was a snake.
It wasn't a donut. It was a snake. It was your sister who pointed that out.
And how could it have been? Like, who does that? Who again? Dear God, why do we have snakes? Let alone snakes that look like donuts. I feel we need to revisit this. I feel that I still have a lot of anxiety over this.
No, don't.
I have not had a honey glazed donut in a year because of that. I see them at the donut shop and I'm like, mm-mm. All I see is a curled up snake.
Oh, I see a curled up snake too. It's
that's
so gross.
All I see, right? And it's like, who would do that? Who needed to do that?
Oh, gross.
Right? You know?
So gross.
So gross.
So it's gross.
So gross. Okay, funny conversation. Okay, some people aren't going to think it's a funny conversation, but it's a funny conversation. Friends of the podcast, just remember, right? I don't have a maternal instinct, a maternal bone in my body, right?
You do not.
I don't, right? I like nieces and nephews. I don't like kids, right? And I can list you a billion reasons why they weren't ever going to be my cup of tea, as can you, Samantha, right? However, Mike and I, you have more maternal instinct than I do. Mike and I had a funny conversation on the weekend, and he was kind of talking about kids. And I said to him, I said, how do you think you would have parented? You know what he said? He said he would have been strict and I would have killed them.
That's what he thinks.
That's what he said. And I'm like, oh my God, I would have killed them. I probably would have killed my kids.
No, don't say that.
Well, I wouldn't have killed them, but I would have like 1970s schooled them. I was scolded them and spanked them. I would have been spanking.
Oh my God. Do not be spanking your kids now. That's not a good idea.
No, right? That's why I knew I couldn't be a parent today.
No.
Right? Because you can't be that strict.
Apparently you can't yell at your kids anymore either.
No, like you can't be 70s strict, right? Like your mom was probably strict in the 70s.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right? One time we were with my mom and my mom was driving. We were in the parking lot of, I want to say Kmart or something. And it was all three of us and we were fighting in the back seat and my mom was in the front and we were fighting. And my mom backed into a car.
Ooh.
I tell you, let me just tell you that the conversation, we were staying in a hotel, the conversation she had with my father was, there isn't much damage except to your goddamn children. Right? And then she went on with the rest of her evening while we stayed in the hotel. She went out for supper.
Yeah.
She went and visited her friends in the hotel. And we sat and thought about what we did, right?
Oh, my God.
And probably, like, iced our bottoms. Because I'm sure she jumped into the back seat and spanked the living daylights out of us. Because that's what a good 70s mom did.
I know that we're laughing about it because, honestly, like, it's just what it was.
It
like,
wasn't what it was.
You just don't, you can't, you cannot, I don't know. Like, it's just how it was.
It just was.
It is what it is, right? Folks. It really is what it is. People parent their kids very differently now. And all the power to you that people still want to have kids.
Because moms, like, must have more patience now than moms had in the 70s.
I don't know. Right? I don't think so. I think it's harder. There's so many things.
Right?
There's so many things that you have to, like, block from the kids, right?
Yeah, and like And when I think about my mom, if she was ever going to be, if you took my 70s mom and tried to make her a timeout mom, she would be sending me down the street to the oak tree to have a timeout. And you stay at that oak tree until somebody comes and gets you, till the lights come on and say, and then you come back home, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Right? Because it wouldn't have been, you're not inconveniencing me.
Oh, right. God.
But it was. It was just such a different time, right? And, you know, I had a great childhood. We had a great time. But boy, you just knew, right? Like, it was like going to the grocery store, right? If we're good, can we get a chocolate bar? No, your expectation is that you're going to be good. Right? We're not just rewarding you because you're going to the grocery store. You don't just get a treat.
Oh my God.
Right?
You should always be good. There's no reward for just being what you're supposed to be doing.
In your life, you are meant to just be good. Right? You're raised to be good, so just be good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Right? It's so different now.
No reward for that.
No.
So funny though, hey?
Hope we didn't. Guys, we're not parents, and let's be honest, it's probably a good thing.
Probably a good thing, right?
Probably a good thing.
I would never, ever, I get parents. I understand how parents are, right? When you're not a parent, we judge more, right? Because we're like, oh, geez, right? I would do this, right? Because that's what we think we would do. But we don't know what we would do.
No, we honestly don't, because we've never been put in that situation.
Right? When I go to my sister's house and she's got teenagers and young kids in their 20s, they'll look at me, they'll bring their dishes down and just set them on the counter because that's okay then, but not okay when I'm there. And I just look at them and I'm like, in the dishwasher. I'm not, hi, why are you just putting that there? It doesn't just go there. Why didn't the orange juice get back in the fridge? Right? And I'm sure that if you're the mom and you have the kids, there's a million reasons why the orange juice didn't get put back in the fridge.
For sure.
Right? But when you're just an observer, there's no reason why it didn't make the fridge.
No.
Right? There's just no good reason why it didn't get put back, actually. Sorry. Right?
Okay. But speaking of doing chores, Lisa, do you ever wish you had a dishwasher?
No, never.
Why?
Because we don't need one. There's just two. You and I have had this talk so many times. There's just two of us. It takes 32 seconds to wash our dishes at the end after supper and put them away. We just don't need them.
Are you sure?
Positive. You spend all week putting dishes in the dishwasher to turn it on and have no dishes on Saturday for your coffee. So then until you wash all those dishes. I have a dish every single day.
I have a dish every single day.
And how long does it take you to unload that dishwasher?
5 minutes.
And
2 minutes.
How often do you do it?
Once a week.
You unload the dishwasher only once a week?
Well, I wash it and then they dry. No, I don't. I put them away.
You're probably the person that has one of those magnets that says dishwasher full.
I know when my dishwashers are dirty. Right? My dishes are clean or dirty, Lisa.
But okay, but think of it, right? So your dishes sit in their dirtiness in storage for days and days and days
and days
and days until there's enough of them stored to clean them. My dishes sit in their nastiness. Not at all. And then they're just clean and put in their home and ready to go again, ready for the next day. Right?
Well, when you put it like that, we sound lazy.
Right?
Right.
Right. We just, ugh. No, I would never. I would never now. That's just me. I'm not judging. I'll judge you, but I'm not judging anybody else.
You're totally judging.
Just judging you. I'm just judging you.
Oh, because that's fair.
So, well, hi, that's my job, right? Is to judge you. Okay, here's something new. Dear coffee, why do you taste so darn good after supper?
Why are you having coffee after supper?
I don't know. It's my new thing. It tastes better than my morning coffee.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in my after supper coffee years. And I'm loving it. I love it so much. And I'll have a coffee after supper.
Oh my God.
When did that happen? When did I become that Lisa?
I don't know.
Just last week it started. That's when I became that Lisa, a week ago.
Is it because you need the caffeine boost so you can stay awake until 10?
I don't know, because I don't really drink enough coffee, so I don't think it's the caffeine that gets me.
So you don't drink the full cup. Of course you don't. Who am I?
Right.
Who am I talking to? I'm talking to Lisa.
Right.
She'll brew a full cup. She'll drink a quarter of it.
Yeah, just enough to wet my whistle.
Wet your whistle.
Wet my whistle. But it's so weird because it's so enjoyable.
And how many sugars is going into that cup?
Still three.
Still three.
And some coffee mate.
My God, and coffee
mate. I love the coffee mate so much. You know that. You know I love the coffee
mate. Okay, so it's, okay, so let's just dive a little deeper into that. Right? It's not really the coffee.
So don't think for one second.
It's really the coffee mate. Mm,
don't think for one second you don't judge me, because I feel you're judging me right now. I just saw you pull your pants up and launch, right?
I totally did.
You did not hide it at all, right? And all of a sudden you sat up straight, and I thought, oh, I know what she's doing. She's pulling up her judgy pants. And then your voice changed a little bit.
It does too.
It totally
does. Excuse me, we need to dive into this.
Right? And our hands start pointing, our Peter pointers out.
Okay, but it is the Coffee Mate. Just I'm ruling that one out for you.
The taste of Coffee Mate.
Coffee powder. Mate.
Love it.
On top of three
Splenda
packets
of 0-calorie sugar.
Yes. Which is really six.
Which is no, if it was sugar. But when it's not sugar, it's no teaspoons of anything, because there's no sugar.
I'm surprised that you're...
It's no sugar. So it's your friend.
All right.
It's your friend.
All right.
Sugar's
all right,
the bad guy.
Just so you're aware, coffee after a certain point in your day keeps you up.
I don't think that I'm affected like that. I feel I'm the anomaly. Right. And I have.
Are you sleeping as good as you have been before? Or
so again, right? It just depends on the pillow. It just depends on the night. It just depends on the temperature. Just depends on what Karen Carpenter song comes on. It depends. There's a lot of how my positioning is, how propped up I am.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Got it.
It all comes down. Like, let's be for real, right? Like, you don't ever just lie down and your pillow's not right and you already know, fuck it, I'm screwed.
No.
Wow, I don't get that.
No.
I wonder if it's because I'm a back sleeper and I notice my pillow more.
I'm a back sleeper.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
I don't think there's ever going to be a pillow that satisfies your needs.
No, there is. There won't be. There definitely won't be. No, there definitely won't be, Samantha. Go figure.
Okay, but you know what? Facebook Tuesday, man.
People are weird, man.
You would think that giving them pie to choose from would be, you know, pretty good or easy or calm. There was some very, you know, interesting comments about chocolate pie.
Right.
People had some big thoughts about chocolate pie.
And then it made me think, dear people, dear friends of the podcast, you know, chocolate pie is just a pudding, right? It's just pudding. It's just pudding. Chocolate pudding.
Just pudding.
That's what it is. Pudding. Pudding. Just pudding.
Well, they also had big thoughts on lemon and pumpkin as well.
Okay. So the lemon I kind of get if you don't love a meringue, right? Like I scoop my meringue off. Not a fan of the meringue, but love the filling. Pumpkin. Not my favorite pie, right? Last week we discussed it's seasonal. You came to the dark side and real and
it's oddly seasonal. It. Yes,
oddly seasonal. The coconut cream, that was my kick. Get it gone. I didn't like that one, but I purposely left off cherry, thinking we'll leave cherry off because I knew everybody would be cherry, cherry, cherry. Left but off cherry.
People didn't like apple or blueberry either.
Apparently people don't like fruit pie. Isn't pie traditionally fruit?
Well, I think it started out like that.
I think it started out as a fruit.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Don't
at
us because we don't know. But to be honest, thank God you didn't put strawberry rhubarb on there because I would have defended that to the death. So
I know, right? You would have, right?
That's my favorite fruit pie. Like, I don't do apple all that much. I don't love blueberry. I will do sassoonberry, but only a small piece because I'm not in love with that either.
Right.
But I'm really picky when it comes to, apparently I'm
you like
learning.
That flapper, you like flapper pie.
I like flapper. You know, I don't like pudding stuff either because it's
really,
I like,
it's just pudding.
I don't like the skin. I don't like the skin feeling on the top. Kind of grosses me out.
It's just pudding.
I do like a good pecan pie though.
Oh, God. And that's like the one I feel like, then just eat the butter tart.
No, the pie is great because it's bigger.
What about raisin pie?
Blech. I hate raisins.
You hate raisins, right?
Right. I barely tolerate a butter tart.
I love a butter tart. I would take a butter tart over any pie. With a good crust, though.
No, see, and I don't, you know, and oh, and there was somebody who talked about crusts. I don't like pie crusts. Like,
no.
I don't even like the butter tart. I don't like the tart crust either.
Like if I was going to have any of the pudding type pies, like, or the lemon or the chocolate pudding pie, has to have graham crust.
True.
I would take that, right? Probably not kicking that pie out.
Yeah.
Because based on that.
I'm
not kicking any pie out, actually.
Well, I only tolerate a pie crust if it's strawberry rhubarb, so.
That's a good pie. It's a really good pie.
My mom did years ago make this like all-time like award-winning apple pie. It came out perfectly. It was beautiful.
Nice.
And that was a good apple pie, but if it's store-bought, meh.
I know, right? That's the
blueberry.
I'm not a blueberry pie fan either, right?
Yeah.
But you know what I have been thinking? I've been thinking about bringing back my yogurt and berries.
Why?
Why not?
You could freeze that and make it like a little yogurt bark.
I don't want that, actually. I don't want to change it. Watching cooking shows or something? I don't like change, right?
I forgot who I was talking to.
Right? I'm not changing yogurt and berries.
Yeah, I've seen on the TikTok that they like get a tray. Like
you are a TikTok whore
now. And they
now.
Do the parchment and they do the yogurt and then they do the berries and a lady put in granola and she shoved it in the freezer and it froze and it became yogurt bark.
No, pass. I feel that you are going to become like a TikTok-aholic.
I am not a TikTok-aholic.
Just you wait. So here's something though. This again on the TikTok. I'm a TikTok.
Oh my God. You are a TikTok-aholic.
Next time you see me, well, not next time, but soon in the next time when you see me, you're going to want to refer to me as Princess. The reason being is because on the TikTok, they have for $5 a new mascara out and it's called Princess Mascara. Makes you look like a princess. I want to look like a princess. I've never looked like a princess before. I've been a pretty girl, but I've never been a princess. I want to look like a princess. So I'm going to get Princess Mascara and I'm going to go by Princess Lisa.
Okay. So, I have to ask some questions now because, you know, curious. This $5 princess mascara, where is it coming from, Lisa?
It's coming from America.
Is it coming from America?
I think so.
Because the last time you ordered something off your socials,
one time.
You never did get the water bottle, did you?
No.
Did you get the water bottle?
No. But I got my Chinese shoes.
You did. Right. You got your shoes, but you never got the water bottle.
I never got the water bottle, but I did get the Chinese shoes.
It's, you know, it's funny that you never got more mad about that because you never got your money's worth, right? No. Like you gave away the money.
Gave the money away.
It never came back.
Never came. No. Gone. gone.
Okay. So in said mascara, what exactly does it do? Like, other than the other mascaras that are out on the market?
Princess eyelashes.
So does it grow? Like, is it magical and it grows your eyelashes?
They don't grow. It just looks beautiful, like a princess. Think of a princess and how beautiful they are.
Yes.
Partly that's what your eyes are going to look like a beautiful princess.
Could it have been the model that was modeling the mascara?
She's beautiful too. And
did she put on a full? Did she have a full face of makeup on when she did the mascara?
Was just really just showing the print, the eyes.
Just
focusing on selling the mascara.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this transformation.
I am going to look like a princess. Right? I'm going to look like a princess. I'm going to have princess eyes.
Yay.
So excited.
Get the tiara.
Right? Well, maybe one comes with it. And who knows, right? I bet you.
Oh, my God.
I bet you I'm just going to feel like a whole new confidence, right? Like, it's going to be who's a pretty girl times 10. Who's a pretty girl with pretty eyes? I am. People are going to be like, who's that girl? She looks like a princess. So just
who's
Lisa. Right. Lisa. Just me. It's my eyes. I have princess eyes.
Oh, dear God.
Right? That's what it's going to be. I'm going to have princess eyes, Samantha.
All right. Yeah.
So excited for that.
Make sure you wear the right glasses then.
Well, my princess eyes will be best outside of home.
So it'll be with your work glasses.
My work.
Those are the ones that you're proud of, that you're not ashamed of.
However, when I come home and I haven't taken my princess eyes off yet, they'll be in my at-home glasses.
All right.
Proudly being displayed.
Yeah. Just like fucking Cinderella. All right. Cinderella, Cinderella, Cinderella.
Listen, if it works out well, maybe you want to look like a princess too.
No, I'm good. Just exactly the way I am.
Everybody can have a little princess in their life.
I'm okay.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I lean more towards, you know, Wicked Witch of the West.
Why, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You said it, not me.
More clout, more power.
There you go, right? There you go.
Okay. So I made the mistake of Googling something that I thought was very innocent. And because I was Googling.
What were you Googling?
I was going to Google how to organize, and then all of a sudden it popped up how to organize your life.
Oh.
And I'm like, looking around going, is there something wrong that I need to know about?
Right? Is that like a message?
I don't. A message from the universe. And I'm like, and then I was thinking like, did someone actually Google that? Like, did someone actually like. How to organize your life. And I'm like. Interesting. And then all I thought was, I am 54 years old. There was something somewhere that could have told me how to organize my life earlier than now.
Like at 30.
Like there's something out there to help the young people in the world. Here, this is how you
organize. Is it like a Organize Your Life for Dummies book?
I don't know. Right. I didn't go any further. I was just shocked and appalled. And then I was pissed off because I was like, where was this when I needed it?
Right. Did you go down the rabbit hole? What?
No.
What? No. So you don't even know.
No, because I couldn't. Because all I thought was, I don't know if I can learn a new way of how to organize my life because I didn't know it needed to be organized. And then
that's where you and I differ because I'd be like, I want the tips.
I couldn't do it.
There might be a list and you could have checked them all off and felt like $1,000,000. Yep. Got it.
Or feel like utter failure because like, no, I didn't do that. No, I forgot about that. No, I didn't think about that. Awesome. Now I just feel stupid and old.
Now, and I suck, right? Now I'm 20. Awesome. Right? It's like taking the checklist for am I an adult based on what I have in my kitchen? No.
I can't do that one either.
Right. I can't do that one either, right? No, right? Because automatically you fail when you don't have the knives in the block. Do you have the knives in the block?
No. I don't have the knives in the block. Right? I don't. And I will never have the knives in the block.
No. You're done. Right. Although now I guess the equivalent to that now would be, do you have the floating knives? Right. Because it's the floating knives.
The fuck are floating knives?
Like magnetic and they go on something in fancy houses.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, nope, definitely don't have. Hi, I don't even have a fancy house. Nope. Right. I just want to get out of the ghetto one day. I want to get out of the hood, right? Took an Uber home today, and he had to go around because there was like the SWAT team out, like in one of the like in my neighborhood. And I'm like, this is a little embarrassing when your Uber's taking you home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's like the SWAT team. I'm like, sorry. We're really just kind of nestled and tucked in the corner. Nobody even knows we're here, except the police 2 blocks away with the SWAT team and the block all cordoned off. And it's like, ooh, some exciting stuff going on in my neck of the woods.
Oh my God. Were the news cameras there?
No, I didn't see them. But of course, right? The Uber driver was a scaredy cat and he took sideways, took a different route. Right? I'm like, you obviously don't live in the hood. It's fine. It's fine. The SWAT team's always out at 4 o'clock. There's a man and a woman fighting in the house. That's all. It's fine. Always like that.
The SWAT team. Oh my God.
Right? They're always out. But yeah, so are you organizing your life?
No, I'm not organizing my life. I'm done. I'm whatever my life is, it is, because I'm 54 and I'm good.
Right?
But I was just, it made me stop and go, really? We had to Google this? Somebody had to Google that?
Right.
That's kind how of to weird, organize hey? Your life?
Huh.
I don't need
that's
to
what
second
guess when it comes up.
I don't need to second guess any more choices of my life.
Right? Just stay. You've made it halfway through. Just stay. And that's if you live to be 108.
Yes, as if I just live to be 108.
Course, right? Just stay the course. So this is okay. So I don't know if I've shared this dirty secret with you lately, but I have a dirty little secret I gotta share. I have become a weekend, and not just me, my husband has too, but not quite as, he's a little bit more begrudgingly. I have become a weekend Subway sandwich fiend.
Really?
Love Subway. Must have Subway on the weekend.
Huh?
I don't know. He got a coupon at Christmas, and ever since then.
Okay. What is up with you? You're drinking coffee after supper, and
I'm eating subs.
You're like a Subway hoe every weekend.
I can't get enough subs. Well, I mean, only one, right? But every weekend, must have a sub, must have a sub, must have a sub.
But is it the same sub every time?
For the most part, it is. Mike gets the same one every time. And for the most part, I like a BLT sub, right? Which is not good for you. Okay, do you want to know what I have on my sub? If it's a BLT sub, I'm going to tell you. This is disgusting, friends of the podcast. Please don't at me or judge me or do whatever, because I'm sharing it. So why not? Okay, I do my lettuce and tomato. Uh-huh. You got your cheese. Uh-huh. I do onions, pickles, green peppers, pineapple.
Knew it.
Salt. You knew it. Salt and pepper.
Yes.
Mayonnaise. Honey mustard.
Uh-huh.
Sub sauce.
Oh my God.
Right? My sub is like 4 feet high. Weighs 72 pounds.
Oh my God.
All the calories I need in a week.
Oh my God.
In that one sub. Right?
Oh.
Love it so
that
much.
Is, of course, you have pineapple with your bacon. You're so weird.
That's my favorite thing, is pineapple on a BLT sub. Right? I'm like, and the pineapple, please.
Do you eat the whole sandwich?
I get a foot long. I eat half.
You get a foot long?
I do. Listen, I eat half, and then I eat half of the half. So 6 inch, just not quite enough. Why can't they make an 8 inch sub? For women like me, right? Just an 8 inch sub, right? It's the last half. The last plate, the last half of the half.
So he's losing interest, but now you're just gaining momentum in your love of Subway.
Oh, I think deep down he could care less if he has a sub. I think he's humoring me.
Okay.
Right? He gets the steak sub and doesn't change it. He's like, yeah, that's fine. Right? And I'm like, I got to go out on Sunday. I got to do some errands. He's like, you're just doing this so you can be out and get a sub. I got lunch for us. Don't you worry. I got this covered. I got this. I'm like, no, that's not true. But since I'm out and you brought it up, we might as well have a sub.
I'll have a sub. You get into these weird phases. I swear.
I know, right? Like I hadn't had a Subway sub in a million years.
You hate sandwiches.
I do, right? But I love a Subway sub. I think in my next life, I want to be a sandwich. I want to be a Subway artist. I want to be a sandwich artist. I want to make the sub. I want to make the sub.
You would not have the patience for that.
I might. I don't know. Remember, it would be in my next life. So hopefully I'd have more patience in it. Right?
Yeah. I kind of doubt it, but sure.
I don't know. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Samantha. Right? I'm sharing a dirty little secret.
Okay. That's a good one.
I know.
But of course, there's pineapple.
Of course. Love pineapple.
And all the sauces.
Three sauces.
I think that's what really you like about the Subway sub, because you can have all the sauces if you choose to have all the sauces.
Yeah, I'm like, and the sauce, and the sauce, and the sauce.
Because they don't stop you. They don't say, you only get two. Mm-mm.
There's nobody saying that's the equivalent to 6 teaspoons of sugar. Nobody, there's no little, I don't even hear that around me, right? They're just like, sure, is this enough? I'll have a little more, actually.
And then I'll say, that's a lot of sodium, Lisa.
Right. You'd be like, I don't think that's enough sauce. I'll be like, how about mind your own fucking business?
Oh my God. Okay. I have some, I have questions about coats right now.
Oh, because we're wanting to get out of winter coats into the next season of coats.
Like, I'm so done with my winter coat. It's been a good coat. It's the second season of the coat, but I'm a little bit over it.
Yeah, because it's hot at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. But is it still light, puffy, packable coat, or is it lightweight, quilted coat season now?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because you can still do the light, puffy jacket, but now I see like quilted, and I don't love quilted.
I don't love quilted.
Quilted reminds me of my like old people.
Remember when they had with the pockets, right? And it was like, and it was like didn't do up, right? It was like not a sweater because it was quilted,
yeah.
But not a vest because it had sleeves.
And I'm gonna say something very not people will shake their heads, but I cannot for the life of me wear the shacket. The plaid shacket that has been popular for the last 3 years. I tried one on in the fall.
Can't do it.
And I thought was I look like a fucking lumberjack. I look like I need like an axe and I'm going out to the woods to chop fucking trees. And it was nice. It was a lovely coat. It had great colors. It was blue. It was beiges. It was pinks. It was lovely. It wasn't even red and black. It wasn't I just looked ridiculous. And I'm like, I am going to be that person who can never wear a shacket.
Matter. You're not alone. I can't wear a shacket for the exact. I cannot wear plaid. I look ridiculous in plaid.
I look ridiculous.
I'm just like, huh.
So like, okay. So then if we can't wear a shacket, is the puffy packable coat still good for something like for us?
It needs to be.
Or am I going to be forced to wear the old lady lightweight quilted jacket, which I'm not going to look good in either.
Uh-uh. And any of the ones I've seen are long and I don't want a long one. I don't want a long quilted jacket. Right.
This is the horribleness of spring because it's so cold
in the morning.
And then you're hot by the time you get out to your car.
And you only need the spring coat and you only need it for a month, right? But you need to bring it back in the fall because it really should be multi-purpose.
Right. So
I'm going light packable. I'm going packable. I'm not quilting it. I'm not quilting. I'm not doing a quilted coat.
No, I just.
But yet, interesting, HHG, her new coat, quilted, she looks cute and on trend.
Because I think it's only for certain people.
Right? She can pull it off. You and I, not really.
We're never going to pull it off.
Not really, right?
We're never going to pull it off.
She can wear the long plaid shacket because she has one.
Yes.
Cute and adorable. And I?
And she wore the little shacket with like a puffy vest over top of it, like a long puffy vest.
She wore my puffy vest.
She looked really cute.
Right. She wore my puffy vest that
I
want.
And all I thought was, if I wore that, I would look like the abominable snowman.
I am the Michelin man trying to sell you some tires.
Yes.
I know. I know.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to stop because now I just feel like I'm bringing up some like hurt feelings from past fashion seasons that nobody needs to hear about. But you heard it, so.
But the good thing is that I feel better about a spring and fall packable puffy as opposed to a winter puffy.
I can handle the winter puffy because I get the point of the winter puffy. It keeps you warm.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. Oh my God. I don't know.
All I know is that my next year winter coat, it can still be puffy because you're right. It keeps you warm, but it can't sound like it's going to crack. Mine comes with sound effects and I can't cope with that. When it's minus 30, I can't stand the sound of my arms sounding like they're going to crack and fall off.
Yeah.
Right? It's disturbing, right?
Yeah.
It's just disturbing. Something that I want this, I've been thinking a lot, maybe as I'm like getting older, I don't know, becoming more reflective, lying awake in bed. I don't know what it is, but there's some things I want to bring back from my youth.
Right.
And I think, and I'm going to bring them back and I don't care what anybody says. I'm bringing back cinnamon sugar toast.
Oh, that was good stuff.
It was good, right? With the butter and then on your, right? I need to bring that back into my life because I don't care that it's all sugar. It's meant to be, right? I want to bring back the original wagon wheel.
Oh,
I love that little snack, right? That was a good little snack. Right? Didn't spoil supper. It was just enough to tie you over, right? I just want that good little snack back. And then that got me thinking. I think that I might want the real Rice Krispie treats back.
People still make them, hey?
My mother never made Rice Krispie treats. I had a non-Rice Krispie treat making mom. Never made a Rice Krispie treat in my life, ever.
My mom makes them.
Your mom still makes them.
Yes, and she makes puff wheat cake too, which is really good.
I don't love a puff wheat cake as much. I don't get that. I think that that's a bad cereal being pawned off on people.
No, it tastes good the way she does it.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I just want to bring back a few basic things. If you could bring something back from your youth, what would you bring back? What would it be? What are you bringing?
I don't know. Like food wise?
Yeah. I'm thinking food. Snack.
Like a snack. You know what? In the summertime, we would bike all the way to George Ward Pool and bike back. And by the time we got home, we were starving. And I remember peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh.
Okay. No jam, just peanut butter.
On the Wonder Bread.
Yes, under white bread. Let's bring white bread back.
I have never let white bread leave. Right? I never left. It stayed put, right? if you come to my house, I can make you a peanut butter sandwich on white bread.
Okay. Yeah, because white bread gets a bad rap, hey?
Well, it's not good for you, apparently.
Apparently. Everything's bad for you, though, right?
Whatever, right? I mean, don't eat too much bread and have white bread. Like, there's nothing better than white bread. Other bread's not as soft as white bread. But interesting thing, when you think about the Wonder Bread, it's not that wonderful. It's thin and not usually very fresh.
Oh.
Right? We've advanced. We Gibsons are using a better bread. It's a fancier bread. And it's good. It's like, it's the type of bread that you want to just put, you just want to put butter on and eat it.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. It's that good.
It's kind of like artisanal.
It's that type of bread. That type of bread. It's fancy bread, right?
Let's call it fancy, yeah.
We're having fancy bread. And when the grocery store is out of the fancy bread, all of a sudden there's Wonder Bread. And I'm like, you are not so wonderful, actually. Right?
Not after the artisanal.
You're just not that wonderful. So I don't think people know that, right?
No, they do not.
Although apparently by the time we get through the summer, we won't be eating bread because we're not going to be able to afford bread.
What?
Yeah. Apparently that's the story in Saskatchewan. That's the rumor.
Oh, for crying out loud.
We're not going to be able to afford bread. Yeah.
Good thing my mother bakes then.
Good thing. Good thing, right?
Mom, she could start a little business.
Nice, right? Sheila's bread. Right?
Selling out her back door.
right? She can do something like that, right? I'd buy some if it's good. If it's good, right? Maybe she could do a little sourdough or something like that.
Oh, she's never done sourdough.
Ah, she should.
She does white. She has bran. She does brown.
No, I want bran bread. Bran bread? Yuck.
Yeah, it tastes good.
Huh? Is that because she's getting old? Because she got to have bran?
Yeah.
Is that why you got to eat the bran bread to help you poop? I don't want that. I don't want that in my bread. I don't want that in my bread. No, you don't need it. You take a gummy and then the world is a better place. Samantha. No, God.
Don't describe for people, please.
I'm having a soft poo because I had a yummy chew. I don't know. That's the wrong product, but the song seems to fit.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I came across something I think would really be up your alley.
Okay.
Would you pay $28 to take a nap?
Oh, if it was a good nap. If it was a good nap, fucking right I would. Yes, I would.
There's apparently a cafe in Poland that offers people a space to take a nap. And it's like this big cloth that hangs from the ceiling.
I don't want to be swinging.
And you get into it, you lay into it, and they push you and it swings and music plays and birds are chirping and you're all like cocooned in this like wrap thing. Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds kind of creepy.
Apparently, it's mimicking a warm hug or the womb.
Okay. So I don't want to relive my womb years. There's a reason we come out not remembering them, right?
That's like, true. We don't remember our time in the womb, do we?
And it's for a reason, right? It's like we don't remember our teeth growing in. We don't really remember things like that. All of a sudden, we have no teeth to teeth. We don't remember those, right?
Oh, my God. And then we go back to not having teeth again. It's very cyclical.
Full circle, right? Yeah, it's totally full circle. And like even think of like when you get a growth spurt, like when you're a kid and you grow, like we don't remember that pain. It has to hurt, right? Like your bones are all just like changing. And
then as you get old, you shrink.
And you shrink, right?
What the hell, man?
I don't know. When I went to the doctor.
You get it all and then it gets taken away.
I used to be 5'8". I went to the doctor's and I said to her, I said, how tall am I? And she's like 5'4". I have not shrunk 4 inches or
you are not 5'4".
I'm taller than that. If I'm 5'4", you're 5 feet. You're even shorter because you're 5'4". But maybe you're not. Maybe you're 5 feet now.
No. Oh my God. Right?
I just about died. I'm like, I am not. I will go down saying I am now 5'7.5".
Were you standing upright?
I felt I was, but
did
maybe
you have
I was
good
slouching.
Posture?
I doubt it. That's extra work. I'm not doing that.
Oh my God.
Right? I'm not at the doctor's office for my height. That's not why I came today. Get measured.
Okay, just so you're wondering, you failed another test. Hey? You failed another test.
Right? I came for other reasons. I don't care about my height.
Oh my God.
Take your boots off. Sure. Let me just, yes, absolutely. Let's do all this. So I probably was like, maybe I was hunched over or something.
Well, I think we should start a nap cafe. I feel like it's something that Saskatoon
needs. Then everybody's just going to be like sitting around napping. Although don't get me wrong. I can sit and nod off easy. It doesn't hurt
apparently,
my neck or anything.
It's apparently 20 to 25 minute naps.
Interesting.
And that's all you need to get revived.
Well, I agree with that totally, right? You don't need much sleep, just 25 minutes.
20, 25 minutes. Right. And I guess apparently business people are very into it and they come in and they get revived to go on for the rest of their day. And
nice. In Poland. Oh, interesting.
It's a big deal.
Interesting.
Okay, but you know what else is really interesting? Rosie O'Donnell has a podcast now.
I know. I listened to it, right? Because I did a TikTok with Rosie O'Donnell. Mm-hmm. Rosie never got it.
And it's called Onward with Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, I listened to it. It was really good, actually. I really enjoyed it. I love Rosie O'Donnell.
And apparently Kelly Ripa also has a new podcast.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yep. She just launched it today.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Interesting. I'll check that out.
And it's called Behind the Curtain or... Oh my God, now I can't remember.
Huh.
Shoot. Anyways, it's on Sirius FM.
Okay. I'll have to check those out. But the Rosie O'Donnell one, Sharon Gless was her first, from Kegney and Lacey. That was her first guest. Cool. I enjoy Rosie O'Donnell. Controversy and all. Right? I think I enjoy her personality. Okay. So I'm going to continue to hassle her and harass her, and we'll
don't
see if we get
say
anywhere.
Those words.
Oh, sorry. Nicely. Here's something really, this is something that is kind of a little bit mind-blowing for me, actually, Samantha. Coca-Cola, they have kicked the plastic rings to the curb on their cans, and they're using a paper product instead. Apparently, it will remove 75,000 pounds of plastic packaging per year. That's a lot of plastic packaging.
Okay, but it's paper, though?
Apparently, it's a paper product. Like, you know how, like hemp products, and you can, like, they don't rip?
Yeah.
Like, that, like something like that, I think.
Weird.
Yeah. Kicking the plastic.
I still can't get used to paper straws. They're so gross.
Oh, today I had an unsweetened applesauce, which makes me think of my next diet craze. But it was on a on a fake wooden spoon.
Oh,
I didn't love that, right? I'm like, the spoon, I need it to be plastic. Sorry.
Are we going to get to the point where we're carrying our own, like, utensils around?
You know, I probably don't think that's a horrible idea. It's better than using the shit that's out there.
Uh-huh.
Right? Even though, I mean, it's kind of gross. Like, I don't, like, I hate the idea. Like, this is why I don't like a reusable cup at work. I don't like the idea. Two things I don't like. I don't like the idea of bringing my dirty dishes home. And I hate the idea of washing my dirty dishes in a bathroom. Right? Remember we used to do that at Pennington's, right? You'd wash your dirty dishes in the bathroom. And that grosses me out. Right? That sink is only for spit and soap, right? That's all it's for. It's not to wash your plate and your coffee
cup. That's true. Yeah.
Right? So, I don't know.
Very true.
Interesting, hey?
Huh. I don't know what we're going to do. I'll be curious to know what that looks like and if it works.
I know. Me too.
Okay. But I'm more excited about the fact that Pizza Hut has come out with melts.
I saw that and I was so excited.
They look good.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Let's get a whoop whoop.
Right? They look like a folded up calzone.
They do.
And I love like panzerottis and calzones.
They taste lovely.
Are you like a panzerotti fan?
I'm probably like, more a calzone.
Like, but were panzerottis ever big in your life?
No.
So back in my younger years, when I lived back in the Stainer area, there was a place on the highway and it was called the Barn Board. Friends of the podcast, who remembers the Barn Board? And it was a restaurant and they made the best panzerottis. And you like so you would drive like 15 minutes down the highway to go get them. You'd pick them up. The best, because panzerottis typically were deep fried, right?
Mm.
Oh, so it was like perfect. Calzones are usually baked.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, so good. But I love, like, remember we used to go to Eastside Mario's and I used to always get that calzone?
Yes.
Love anything like that, right? Love it. So this is up my alley for sure.
We're going to definitely have to try that out, Lisa.
I know, right? I think so. I'm kind of excited about it, Samantha.
Maybe this is your new weekend.
My new Subway. Yes. Right? Time to switch it up a bit or something.
Mike might actually appreciate a Pizza Hut melt.
He might, more than a Subway sub.
Yeah, I think he's getting tired of it.
He's getting tired of the same thing, which is kind of funny. Okay, question of the day for you, Samantha.
All right.
What moments throughout your day make you the happiest? What makes you the happiest?
My first coffee of the morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. That makes me the happiest for you, too.
And I don't know.
You know what makes me the happiest is I really enjoy just seeing my coworkers and just saying, hey.
Oh yeah.
How was your night? Right? Like just like I need that like 5 minutes of like just idle chit chat.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I see, I mean, I don't always see everybody, but like when I do, I'm always so happy I'm just happy to interact and talk. Talking makes me the happiest. It's talking.
Oh my God.
I'm happiest talking, Samantha.
You are happiest talking.
That's what makes me happiest talking.
Oh my God.
And then I too enjoy a coffee.
A coffee makes me very happy. An afternoon coffee makes me even happier.
Oh, now mm-hmm. wait to try one after supper.
No, probably not.
Oh, you might not know what you're missing.
Yeah, I'll probably stay up.
Well, I don't know. Well, you might because you drink enough caffeine through the day. So maybe uh-huh. you would, right? I don't uh-huh. drink that much caffeine. So okay. I don't know. I was just curious what makes you the happiest during your day.
Okay. I'd be curious to know what the friends of the podcast
what makes them the yeah. happiest. Yes.
What makes that you happy throughout your day?
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know.
Right? Okay. So Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Oh, you know what, Samantha? This week I saw a show on TV and it was like an old movie, right? And they were eating peanuts and throwing them on the ground. I shake my head that it's acceptable in public places to discard nutshells like that.
Yeah.
Right? Or like sunflower seeds, like the baseball players, they gross me out, right? Like, and I'm like the number one baseball fan, right? But they gross me out. They take all the seeds and then they just spit all the seeds onto the ground. When did that become cool? Like, when did that, like, somebody has to go around and pick that shit up.
That's true.
Why am I having to pick up what's been in your mouth? And if it's peanuts, why are we hucking peanut shells? Why are we shucking shells onto the ground?
I don't know.
I don't know what became, like, that was a big trend. Remember in the bars?
Oh my God. Yes.
Right. And why? Like, I don't want to walk through that. I don't
know.
Nor do I want to, like, I don't know. I don't want to clean it up either.
Was that at a country bar?
I think it was at country bars. I think it was mostly yeah. country bars that were like, we just throw our shells on the ground here. Okay. Yeehaw. Right? Like, I don't know. It seems weird. Yeehaw. Right? Seems weird.
That is weird.
What about you? What have you been shaking your head at this week?
Well, I think I have a good title for an episode if we decide to ever name it Bagpipes and Menopause. Okay. I'm shaking my head at the decision to have a 20-piece band, it seemed like,
walk through Earl's and then
stand right behind our table
and play
so loud.
So
very, very loud.
Yeah. So loud.
And I have gone to my fair share of concerts and I've had my ears rung, so to speak.
Yeah.
And at my age, that fucking hurts.
It just was, you know what? I mean, it just wasn't that enjoyable.
I mean, I love the spirit of St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
Loved what they were doing.
Yes.
Wasn't overly excited that it needed to be right where I was.
That it needed to be at our table. Right. Yeah.
A little forewarning. How about some earplugs, you know?
Yeah, just something, that would have been right? good. Bring those yeah. around. Yeah. I shake my head at that too. I shake my head at yeah. that too, Samantha. Absolutely. And,
you know, and then, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, you're in your 50s. You're going to go through menopause. You know what, guys? I just throwing it out there for you. It's not fun. It's not fun.
Oh, Samantha.
I shake my head at the fact that when I got told I was in menopause and I thought, no fucking shit.
Right? And that doctor just made how much money off that diagnosis? Like,
I knew that before I stepped in the office that this is what I was going to be told. But I had to get a blood test to tell me that. Or tests in general to in order to... I could have told you what was happening.
But now you have a stamp that validates your moodiness. Well,
you know what? As women, as we go into perimenopause or menopause, we should get a fucking bracelet or a tattoo or something to let people know they're in perimenopause or menopause. Don't fuck with them.
Right,
don't fuck with them. Because you know why? Tread carefully. You want to know why, people? This is why you shouldn't fuck with us. Because any given minute, I'm going to fucking have a mood swing. Or I'm going to start crying because God forbid that my moods swing like the monkey on a fucking tree. That's what's happening. And then thank God I don't get hot flashes, but when I do, fuck, you know that you're in it.
Right.
You're
in it to win it.
You know. And then you're itchy all the time. And
that's the one I don't like, is that magic itch.
Like, and then hairs are growing from places, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then
it's not pretty.
Your face is sagging, your skin looks disgusting, and it's like, you know what? Screw you.
So right? It's not pretty.
You know what? This is. I'm gonna raise this to the world, to the government. Please give us a bracelet, just like you get like a medical alert bracelet,
right,
for things you're allergic to.
Like a flashy pin that you put on every day that says I'm in menopause, and it just flashes off and on.
And then it says, "Don't fuck with me."
It could say that too. Could say that too.
Sorry, as I have my menopause moment, and
that's a mood swing podcast. That's what happens, right? She gets batshit crazy, just from zero to batshit crazy in no time. That's what she do.
I'm shaking my head.
All right, I shake my head at you and your menopause too.
You're in it as well, you crazy lady.
Yeah, but I feel I don't get the mood swings like you. I don't have the mood swings.
No, you're just naturally a little off kilter.
In a happy-go-lucky kind of way.
In a very happy-go-lucky kind of way.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about, so send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And also, guys, you know how to connect with us. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, we have TikTok. We got all the socials. Just, you know, I shake my head, Lisa and Sam. That's all you got to Google.
We're there.
We do have Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get an episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that we do have I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
And just keep reaching out to us.
Yeah.
Right?
We love
Send us your stuff. Send us what you love about us. Pass it on. Let people know. Encourage your friends to listen.
Mm-hmm. We just want to be the weird, lighthearted, funny moment in your life once a week.
That least stressful part. That's Lisa and Sam right there in a nutshell.
We want to thank...
Who else talks about the stuff we talk about? And now I'm cutting you off, so I'm going to get in trouble soon.
We just want to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting. He does keep our show sounding really great.
He does. Thank you, John. Samantha.
Lisa.
We did it again.
We did.
I think next, maybe not next week, but the week after might be our 6th year anniversary.
What?
What? 6 years. What? Yeah. And then we'll have to figure out what we're going to plan for that. Let's have a party or something. Shall we?
We should have some air horns.
Right? Something fun like that, right? We get some sound effects or something crazy. I don't know. We'll see. We'll give it a bit of thought. Anyway, Samantha, anything else you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about? No?
No.
You sure? You feel like you got everything off your chest this week?
I feel like I just did. I'm good.
Right? You feel good? I feel good. All right, Samantha, as always, it's been a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.